All right, yeah, fuck yeah, we're live. Welcome to another episode of the Morning Skate. This episode of Morning Skate is brought to you by.
Remember us?
Yeah, seriously, dude. I know you guys definitely remember Key Sparking Water. Check that bitch out. This is Blood Orange Cherry. Nailed it.
That's what I got right now, too.
There it is. Hell yeah, dude. Head on over to keysparkingwater.com. Promo code TMS20 saves you 20%. This shit's good, dude. This shit is very, very good. Check them out on Instagram. They're doing like a March Madness bracket where it's a free entry and whoever wins gets $500. So I don't know why you want to do that. Go Vols. Key Sparkling Water. They have Key Lime, Blood Orange Cherry, Pineapple Passion Fruit. They're doing their thing. I think they might sponsor Ked softball team this summer. So head on a swivel for that. But keysparklingwater.com. Hell yeah, dude. TMS 24 saves you 20%.
Number 28, please.
You're just collecting jerseys, dude. But yeah, head on over, check us out. And we have a lot to talk about because we are a podcast that haven't really podcasted in a little bit. We've had some shit going on. So intro music, let's go. Welcome to Morning Skate. Look at these numbies, dude. People are tuning in. Wednesday night might be the
podcast. You know why? They're like, where have you guys been?
Yeah, dude. There's like lost and found posters. Yeah, welcome back to another epi. This is episode 321. We have so many things happening. The Rangers are back. Rangers Bruins tomorrow night, which is gonna be fucking
Bruins
sick.
Bruins are back.
Fighting is back, dude. Rempy's getting suspended, man. Like there's a lot of shit going on around the league. Sorry for the hiatus. I had some family health stuff pop
sorry
up.
Sorry for the what? What was
the
that?
Hiatus? The hiatus. That's a correct word, right?
That time, yep.
Okay. I had some family had some family health stuff pop up, but everything's good. Everything's good now. We're cooking. It's not summer yet, but you can definitely feel it's coming. It's coming soon. Like it's gonna be here before you know it. I took the winter bed sheets off, put the summer bed sheets on today. Keep the change. Such a good game changer that was.
How let me ask you this.
Yeah.
Let's lose half our listeners. How often do you change your bed sheets?
Back in the day, not often. I tried to do it. I don't really change them, but I'll wash them like once every like
three weeks. Wash them. That's what I meant.
Like
yeah.
3 weeks.
Okay.
Is that bad? I feel like back in the day, I think when I was single,
that was my standard answer. Also, I think now as a married guy, that makes my skin crawl. But
I feel like the people listening also know I'm completely full of shit because it's like, oh, he's gonna wait 3 weeks. Like he has 3 weeks set down. So like, it's a month. It's probably well, monthly.
You say 3 weeks, I immediately thought six. So.
I think everybody's like, oh, okay, so he does yearly is where we're at now.
So in the spring when he takes off the flannels.
Well, you have the flannels, and the flannels are nicer in the winter, right? Because it gets fucking cold, and you need to cuddle up. But the summer, I got these sheets. I had such a grudge against this company. I think they're called like Sheeks, Sheex. And when I moved to Nashville, I needed to get new sheets, ordered them, accidentally ordered them to the wrong like address.
Mm-hmm.
And the address that I ordered them to was quite literally under a bridge. Like if you Googled the address, it would, they like Google Maps, you looked up there, you were under a fucking bridge. The customer service at this place was fucking awful. And I will stick to that to the day. However, the product, I'm in such a fucking bad spot because I don't want anything to do with these people, but the sheets are that good where it's like, I'm probably only going to buy my bed sheets from them and not and just, or maybe have somebody else buy it for me as like a gift.
There you go. Have you reached out to them for a sponsorship?
Not for a sponsorship. I was calling them probably 8 times a day trying to get my sheets undelivered from the bottom of a bridge. But Brownie, how you doing, buddy?
I'm good. While you had your family stuff, I got hit with a fucking flu, man.
Ooh.
Holy shit.
Not
it
good.
Walloped me. I had like over 102 fever. It's
really?
Crazy. I was pouring sweat onto my sheets. My wife was like, you can just
that's the worst,
here. Dude. I'm sleeping with Riley.
Dude, cold sweats?
It was hot sweats or cold. Well, I don't know. It was gross.
I hate cold sweats. Like when you're freezing and you're just sweaty and you're like, what the fuck is this?
Yeah.
That's pretty brutal. But the boys are back. My family's healthy. You're healthy.
Yep.
We have a lot to talk about. We'll start with mea culpas if that's okay with you.
Hi, this is Mea Culpa, and I'm here to introduce the Morning Skate's mea culpas with Ked and Brownie.
feel like our numbies are being fucking padded right now.
Yeah, I have no idea. So
okay. Hi. This is
you did that again.
And they leave. Okay.
Yeah. So a lot of these are from a while ago. So we're catching up on stuff. So Blockbuster Video at its peak, the chain employed over 84,000 employees, which is more than two times the amount that the coal industry employed. But you don't hear politicians complaining about the Blockbuster Video jobs going away.
We've talked about them before. Beauty Unis, they posted something. They like sponsored some hockey tournament in the if you have a party, the theme of the tournament was like 90s. So they had like, you know, remember like those old
video?
Yeah, they had Blockbuster jerseys, and they had like the, you remember what those like paper cups used to look like?
Paper
like
cup.
The 90s paper cups. They were like white and like teal and purple.
Oh yeah,
they had
Yeah.
Do you remember the zebra gum? Like they did. They did some pretty cool jerseys, but that's what made me think of that. Beauty Uni, right. Check them out.
Chiefsaholic. This guy finally pled guilty to bank robbery, money laundering, and transporting stolen property across state lines. He faces up to 50 years in prison and is required to pay back over $500,000.
Did he kill anybody?
No, he's robbing banks.
Then why can't a guy have fun next?
Yeah, well. And actually, I think he placed a huge bet on the Super Bowl for the Chiefs to win, and that's what he paid his bail bond with or something.
Love that.
Yeah. So remember we talked, you were asking me about the Dallas-Vegas trade, and you were like some redheaded guy went from Dallas.
Yeah.
The only guy I could find was in 2007, Dallas got Mark.
This is him. Yep.
Mac Mathot, and Vegas got Dylan Ferguson. Also a goalie, so he probably didn't run Lundqvist, but Cody Eakin Lundqvist when he was with Dallas. Eakin was suspended for four games, was later exposed by Dallas, and Vegas took him in the initial expansion draft. So he wasn't traded. He was part of their thing. They then flipped into Winnipeg, and while with Vegas, he was called for a phantom cross-check on Joe Pavelski in the playoffs. Remember that?
Yep.
And San Jose went on to win while scoring four goals on the major. The league called the Vegas GM the day after reviewing the game.
Yeah, but it was like a fan cross check. But didn't like Joe Pavelski like die on that play? Like, didn't he like
get it? Wasn't Cody Eakin's fault.
I know, but was that the same play? Is that the play where
I think so? Yeah, Pavelski got fucked up. Yeah. And then the tracksuits from the Super Bowl, that's about what tracksuits cost. They're only like $60.
Bryce Miranda Brownie's got that firefighter sash.
Holy shit. Look at Bryce with his like Hot Topics picture there. That's like his, like he's got a studio shot there. That's my boy Bryce.
What's up, Bryce? All right. So that's what we had from Mia Coppola's. Yeah.
Yeah. That's it, man.
All right, man. NHL in the news. A lot to talk about.
Headshot, not Hot Topics. What the fuck was I talking about?
No, Hot Topics was kind of a funny thing because like Hot Topics, like where all the like the goth emo kids went. So I thought that you were like chirping him for the way he was dressed.
No,
regardless, it played.
All right,
it played.
All right,
NHL the news: 3 stars this week. Nikita Kucherov, 3 goals, 10 assists, 13 points in his last 5 games played. Tampa 4-1-0. He's your boy, isn't he? Don't you like Nikita?
He's Kucherov? One of them.
He's like one of your favorite.
One of them.
Oh boy, Safi's tuning in. What's up, buddy? All right, Connor Bedard, 4 goals, 7 assists, 11 points in his last 5 games played. Chicago's 3-2-0. This kid, Stallion. If they get that first overall pick, we're going to have Taves and Patrick Kane all over again. Mm-hmm. And then Marc-Andre Fleury, 4-0-1, last 5 games played, a .945 save percentage. A lot of people are thinking he might hang him up. I mean, the way he's playing right now.
Why would he? If he's having fun and playing well. But, I mean, who knows what's going on with his, you know,
boys gotta
his family and stuff, yeah.
PWHL, the 3 stars, Kendall Coyne Schofield, 2 goals, 2 assists for 4 points. She had the GWG, last 2 games played, Minnesota 2-0-0. Minnesota also had Michaela Kava, 3 goals, for 3 points in her last 2 games, Minnesota 2-0, obviously. And then Toronto, Callie Flanagan, great name. Mom's maiden name, Flanagan, nice. 1 goal, 1 assist, 2 points in 1 game played. Toronto won that game. So, pretty good shit. Now, but we're talking good shit. Let's go to bad shit. Canada World Juniors update. The players accused of sexual assault have requested to be tried by a jury. That's Mike McLeod, Dylan Dubé, Carter Hart, Calfoot, and Alex Fermentin have been charged with sexual assault. And McLeod has an extra charge for being a party to the offense. I don't know what that means.
I believe that means he like facilitated it and set it up. I think. I'm not a legal guy, you know, but.
Yeah, I don't know. It's pretty. It's you know, you don't want to see it. It's not good.
No, definitely not good. But I wonder, is the strategy you think that they want a jury trial that they're like, oh, we're going to get some sicko hockey fans that are going to let us
on? Dude, it could be. We're like, hopefully we get how many juries are there on a jury? How many jurors are there on a jury?
12, I think it's 16? 12 with an alternate or two, maybe.
Just like nothing but hockey
cans. Have you ever, you did grand jury, right? Didn't you?
Grand jury, yeah, but we had like a ton. We had like 23 or some shit.
Oh, I was on a jury once for a 2-day trial and I was the last person. I thought I was out. And then some guy, like, they were like, is there any reason why you can't serve trial? And this guy literally was like, I'm racist. And everyone was like, what? And he's like, yeah, I'm racist. And the judge was like, sir. And he's like, no, I'm racist. I only like white people. And he was so deadpan that they were like, you're dismissed. And I was like, God damn it. Now I'm in.
Yeah, right. What a great idea.
Yeah.
The only time where it's, hey, you're allowed, you know,
that's okay. Everybody just looked at each other like, what the fuck? Yeah, it was crazy. Yeah,
that guy was playing chess. Everybody else was playing checkers. Yeah, apparently. The NHL announced that the Devils, Florida, Buffalo, and Dallas will play in the 2024 Global Series with games in Czechia, Finland, and Germany. Every time they do this, I could give two shits. Do you care about this?
No, but if you were traveling overseas or something, and or you made like a boys trip out of it, like if you were a diehard Buffalo fan and you bring Bill's Mafia to Czechia, that'd be pretty cool.
Yeah. Good for them. Grow the game, right? Never mind. Rest in peace, Chris Simon. He passed away at the age of 52. Family put out a statement that they believe CTE played a role in Simon's taking of his own life. He was drafted in the second round by Philadelphia, 25th overall, but was dealt as a part of the Lindros trade to the Nordiques. He played 732 games over 15 seasons for the Nordiques, the Avalanche, the Capitals, the Blackhawks, the Rangers, the Flames, the Islanders, and the Wild, putting up a stat line of 144 goals, 161 assists for 305 points, and 1,824 penalty minutes. The Cup winner is survived by his 5 children. This sad. Dude was one badass motherfucker, man.
Sad story. Everybody talks about how great a guy he was, how all his teammates loved him, how he had everybody's back, made sure, you know, like Revo talked about with Toronto, I'm going to make sure everyone goes to lunch. They talk about Simon that way. That's the kind of guy he was. And it's just a shame. And unfortunately, with CTE, you can't diagnose this till, you know,
after the fact.
So he was battled depression and addiction issues, which is all, you know, earmarks of CTE.
Do you have a Chris Simon memory?
Not a specific individual. Like, I remember some of the suspensions and stuff like that. I just remember him was just so intimidating. Like, who's the batter? Is it Sheffield? Gary Sheffield, who glared at the pitcher and had that whippy bat.
Yeah.
And like, Sheffield's like aggression came through the television, if that makes sense.
Yeah, no, it does.
And Chris Simon was the same way to me. Like, you were like, oh my God, I don't want to be on the ice with that guy. You know,
Ryan Hallwick buried him from behind, and Simon got up and just two-handed him right in the face.
If in your mind, who's Simon? Like, if you picture him with a team,
Capitals, I think.
Yeah, I was gonna say Capitals. I also, because of the Cup, maybe with Colorado a little bit, you know?
Yeah.
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 Although, I think if he hadn't got dealt in Lindros, think how much he would, the Philly fans would have loved that guy.
I mean, he scored 144 times. So it wasn't like he was a plug either. Like,
he could play.
Back in the net. So, yeah. Erik Karlsson joined an elite list with overtime goal when he became just the 5th defenseman in NHL history with 10 or more overtime goals. He joins Brent Burns, 16, Scott Niedermeyer, 13, Seth Jones, 11, and Chris Letang, 11. ECHL, Atlanta Gladiators rocked the Thrashers jersey on Saturday night for their game against Savannah Ghost Pirates. Yep, so a couple Saturdays ago.
Yeah.
Cool jerseys looked cool.
Yeah, it's nice to see him out there. I hope they don't put a team back there, but
cool. So we have this doc from the deadline. I'm not going to go through all of them. I'm only going to really go through the ones that I think are going to be
the highlight.
So one that I think that we should definitely talk about is Colorado sending Byram to Buffalo for Casey Mittelstadt.
Yeah.
And I bring that up because when you look at the Buffalo's defense corps, great job, Brownie. They have Owen Power,
right,
21,
right,
Mattias Samuelsson, 23, Rasmus Dahlin, 23, and Byram's 22, all under contract for this year and next year. So super young decor. They're kind of making a run right now.
Yeah. They're in a playoff position, I believe.
But it can't always be sunshine and daisies because the Sabres have notified their season ticket holders who sell their tickets on a secondary market that they'll have to purchase a state-required reseller license for $5,000 before they can renew their season ticket membership.
I wonder if that's because in the last few years, if people were just selling their tickets because the team was so bad and they're trying to curb that. But if the easiest way to fix that is put a good product on the ice, right? Then you're not going to sign, you know.
I guess. I don't know. I just thought that was kind of gutty. Yeah. Dallas got Chris Tanev. I'm just going to bring that up because he's pretty decent. They got him from Calgary in exchange for a prospect, a second round pick, and a conditional third round pick. Calgary retained 50% of that salary. They also sent a fourth round pick to the Devils. Wait,
this other part. Did you see this? Tanev, who he wore number 8 in Calgary, he said he chose to wear number 3 in Dallas because he goes, 3's kind of half of 8, right?
Such a Tanev thing to say. And the only the other star thing, the Mike Modano statue, I know Fink brought that up to me a while ago. Did you see this thing?
Yeah, it looked pretty good. I thought it was okay.
It definitely is a statue. Like it's like it's not really all that.
I wish it was more of him hunched over with the shirt really flapping, you know. Yeah. Oh, actually though, say this part though. There are two players in the NHL, Fink, take your pants off. There are two players in the NHL that have been on the ice 5-on-5 for 64% or more of their team's goals this season. One's Connor McDavid, which makes sense, and the other one is Wyatt Johnson.
I have no idea who that is.
Oh, he's a young guy, and Fink has been talking about him for a few years now on the come up. So, hey, maybe Fink knows what he's doing.
He sucks, dude. He's just like Nils Lundqvist, dude. Moving on. Florida, we can talk to Gustav Forsling, 8-year extension, 5.75. I was talking to my buddy Jay Latuip, the kid who played at Clarkson. He loves this guy. Like, the Rangers played Panthers the other night, and he's like, I fucking love the way this guy plays. He never makes a mistake. So I'm going to definitely kind of tone into the way this guy plays. 5.75 mil if he's as good as what Jay's saying. Hell of a deal. They got Tarasenko. I didn't know they got Okposo. And they got a backup goalie. So, Florida's, they definitely, you know, they stacked up. Tarasenko's looked good. He's had a few goals there. They're just a tough motherfucking team to play.
Okposo is the bigger one for me than Tarasenko.
I think Okposo is going to be a healthy scratch for a majority of these games.
I don't know. I like the way he plays a lot.
I've never been a big Okposo guy, probably because he was an Islander and then he went to the Sabres, the two fucking worst teams in the fucking NHL.
Well, speaking of bad teams.
Senators go a full period without a shot on goal for the first time in franchise history against Nashville. What's worse, that Ottawa didn't land a shot on Nashville for the entire third period, down 3-1, 4-1 was the final. More Ottawa since Brady Tkachuk debuted in 2018. Ottawa's used 16 goalies. To put it in perspective, Winnipeg's used 4, Boston's used 5, and the Rangers have only used 6. So
I will say something. So the Bruins played Ottawa last night, and I watched that game. And I just want to say that Stützle is rapidly growing on the list of players I want to smoke in the face.
I think he's always been there. He's a rat, dude. He dives. All he does is dive and cry.
Fucking dives.
Yeah.
So he... Coyle like leaned on him and he literally launched himself. And Andrew Raycroft, the former Bruin goalie who does the Nesson stuff, and he was down at ice level, like in between periods, he does the stuff on Nesson. He tweeted out, like, why is that not an embellishment?
Yeah. Every game he's like this.
It's unbelievable. Like, I've never agreed more with Brendan Gallagher in my life.
Like, he can score, but fuck, man. I don't think I'd want somebody like that on my team.
No,
like,
that's annoying. No wonder Brady Tkachuk's so mad all the time.
A couple things about Tortorella. Tortorella was fined $50,000 and he was suspended 2 games for unprofessional conduct directed at the officials after being ejected. And he's like, I'm not going anywhere. Yep. I'm not fucking leaving.
Yeah.
The fines will go to the NHL Foundation. The Flyer CEO, Dan Everty, said after the game that he would play any fines that Tortorella incurs. I love that. Yep. Like, was that Wes McCauley? Do we remember?
Probably.
I fucking love that because I hate McCauley, and Torts is like, who the fuck are you to tell me what to do? And then the other thing, did you see that he scratched Couture and that was like a big thing?
Yeah. And I just saw it before we started recording. Dubinsky.
Yeah,
Brandon Dubinsky, of course, had to chime in.
Yeah. Torts is going to Torts, dude. And this is the thing. Everybody loves Torts, and then he's Torts, and then they're like, what the fuck? Why is this guy doing this? But as a coach
at this level, you only have so many levers to pull. And the biggest one is ice time. So if you don't like it, then fucking
not just ice time, but ice time with your captain. Like that's
irrelevant. You shouldn't treat the captain any different, right? So if the captain's out there,
that's incredibly relevant, dude. If you're scratching your captain, that's way different than scratching like Bobby Brink, dude.
No, oh, I get it. Like a fourth line guy. But what I'm saying is the fact that he scratched him means that in Torts' mind, he wasn't doing what Torts wanted, or the whole team's not doing. He's trying to shake him up. So either way, he's the coach, man. Yeah. You know,
I give you that. OHL billet trouble. T with Miss McGill. A former Peterborough Pete's billet was arrested and charged with sexual exploitation, making sexually explicit material available to a person under 18 and making obscene matter. Per police reports, another billet may face charges as the investigation continues. Are they just like billet moms just getting after it with these kids?
It sounded, from what I read from Westhead in between the lines, it sounded like it was dads. And it sounded
Westhead's on the scoop, dude. Yeah. That guy doesn't report anything positive.
I think people go to him. Imagine what it's like for him. He's I just want to cover hockey.
What do you think? No, that is not at all what he's thinking. He wants to be a negative motherfucker.
I feel like he fell into this.
No, he chose to do this. He fucking jerks off to this shit. Like, he gets so pumped. He gets so pumped when, like, bad things happen, dude. Like, if you were to walk into this guy's, like, apartment, it's got to be nothing but all black. And, like, it's just, he never tweets anything positive. It's always like, he just has all the scoops and all the negative things. Now, somebody has to, you know, report on these things. But, like, every once in a while, dude, like, the world's not all that shitty.
Yeah, who knows?
Does that make any sense? I feel like
I don't know Westhead's background, so who knows what he... I mean, this could be like a Avenging Angel scenario. Who fucking knows?
Yeah, I don't know, man. That's classic. Hope these kids are all right.
Yeah.
OHL billet. Actually, I was just talking to somebody not that long ago. Their kid wanted to go... And like in Canada, like normally what, you're like 17, 18 when you're a billet? I'm assuming
like 15, 16, right?
But there was a kid around this area and they wanted to send him. It was either to Canada or to Boston. The kid was 12 years old.
Jesus.
And they're like talking to me about it. I'm like, 16, 17, you have that, you know, you're definitely grown up a little bit.
Well,
you're
hanging out with your people.
When
we talked to Darius Kasparaitis, remember he left home at 12 years old.
12 years old, though.
Or 13. Like,
you're still. I feel like your brain is just in a completely different spot than when it is when you're 16. I wouldn't do 12. Like, if my kid was 12 years old, no. 16, sure, dude. Like, you're kind of growing into it. 12? Yeah, especially with this shit going on.
Yeah.
Zach Hyman is the first Oilers player not named McDavid or Draisaitl to score 40 goals since Peter Klima. This is crazy. I didn't know Hyman had this many goals.
Yeah, yeah. It snuck up on everybody.
His last 25 games played, Connor McDavid has gone 9 goals, 41 assists for 50 points. Is that good?
Dude.
That's 2 points per game in the NHL. Whatever.
Come on.
Adam Henrique went to the Oilers, as did Troy Stetcher.
Yeah.
I could care less. Sam Kerr kid fights everybody.
They're good. Those are good depth pieces that they'll need.
I like the Sam Kerr guy. He fights all the big guys.
Oh, I like Henrique too.
Vancouver signed Elias Pettersson, 8-year contract. The extension starts next season. AAV of 11.6 mil. Must be nice. After the first year and no movement clauses attached to the contract, this will cover Pettersson until he's 33 years old. Pretty good contract. It's actually expiring at a pretty decent time, too. I'll probably get one more.
Yeah, I could get one more if he stays healthy. Yep.
Yeah. New Jersey, they got rid of Lindy Ruff. They named Travis Green interim coach. Over the last four seasons, Ruff went 128, 125, and 28 behind the New Jersey bench. It's really, really sad to see the fact that this franchise who beat the Rangers, people forget, they beat the Rangers in 7 games. They were supposed to be the next best thing. Yep. Watch out. The Devils are going to be the Colorado Avalanche of the Eastern Conference. They got Jack Hughes, dude. They got Dougie Hamilton, dude. They got Luke Hughes, dude. No, just kidding. They fucking stink, dude.
Isn't Lindy Hamilton Ruff's out?
Yeah, because he's probably fucking stubbed his toe. Devils, just a fucking awful franchise. They end up getting Curtis McDermott after Rempe ran over Nathan Bastian. I don't know if you remember that.
Yeah.
We got some quotes today from Rempe regarding this thing. So Rempe got 4 games. He said that he had his instructions in terms of not fighting McDermott, at least at the beginning, because McDermott wanted to fight him for Bastian, but McDermott wasn't even on the team yet, so fucking figure it out, bud.
I mean, I understand what McDermott's doing, though. He's trying to ingratiate himself with his
team. But Rempe doesn't need to fucking drop
him. No, I'm not saying that. I understand both sides of it.
Yeah. And then Rempe went out, and he trubed Siegenthaler there. Not a big Siegenthaler guy, so okay. and Rempe said that he didn't even really even know that he hit him. Like, he was kind of bracing himself to run into the boards.
Well, when you leave your feet, it's hard to feel what you run into.
He doesn't have 6'8" leaving his feet. Okay, bud.
He leaves his feet all the time.
I cannot wait for him to run over Marchand tomorrow night.
Oh, my God.
But he's pretty much said, like, hey, I want to play the game clean. I need to be a little bit more mindful when I'm throwing my checks. I loved what the kid had to say. He'll probably be back in the lineup tomorrow, as he should. But back to – yeah, that's pretty much all we have. I mean, the Devils got Jake Allen, who's been in the league since 2002. And they sent Vitek Vanacek for Kaapo Kakkonen. So, good luck, guys. back to the Rangers, dude. So, Rempe obviously got suspended, but before that, he fought Ryan Reeves. The Reeves fight was really good, I thought. Like, he held his own.
I gave it like a split to Revo. I gave Revo.
I'm okay with that. Yeah. I'm okay with that. But still, I mean, dude, the kid's 21 years old.
Yeah.
No. When asked about the possibility of fighting Rempe ahead of the game, Reeves said, "I haven't got the game script yet, but you never know." Pretty much after the game, I love how you don't include the quote after the game. But Reeves said that he had a conversation with him in the box. He said this kid's going to be a problem. Said he couldn't go to bed until 6 o'clock that morning after the fight. So
he was all jacked up.
Yeah. I mean, he has a game-winning goal and assist, 20 hits, 5 fights, 30. I mean, he kills everybody, dude. Like, he literally just murders people. It's so much fun when he's on the ice. And it, like, when our fourth line's on the ice and he's out there, you just hope that they get the puck and get center ice so they can dump the puck in, and then you and then it's popcorn time.
I'll tell you right now, Charlie McAvoy and Matt Grzelcyk are like, fuck me.
I would be.
Oh, yeah.
Like, that's a legitimate fucking thing, and the kid can skate. That's like, he's not fast.
He's a big kid who can move. Yeah.
And in junior, he wasn't really a fighter. Like, people don't know that.
You gotta change your games to make it.
In the AHL, he started really kind of dropping the mitts, but they were talking about in junior, he really didn't fight.
That's why he eats so many punches.
But hopefully he's back in the lineup. I mean, the Rangers lost to the Jets last night. We did another watch party at Kings. That's the first time that we've lost at Kings this year.
Oh, wow.
And I think it's because my buddy Cowboy was fucking bitch, didn't show up. But at one point in the game, the Rangers fans are
what's your buddy with the boat again? What's his name?
Clap.
Yeah. I hope he comes when I come down for the watch.
I could probably get him to do that.
All right.
At one point during the game, the MSG faithful is chanted, "We want Rempe." And I'm like,
oh really?
Yeah. I mean, it's Lynn Sanity, but it's Rem Sanity. Jonathan Quick, 1 year extension, 1.275. Not bad. Fuck you, dude. Pretty good deal for our backup. He's been great. He kept us in it when Igor was struggling. Igor's back now, but he kept us in it. So that was pretty good. Couple things. The Rangers got Alex Wenberg. Now, I was not a big Alex Wenberg guy. Now, watching him play, our third line might be the best third line in the league. It's Wenberg, Kaapo Kakko, and Will Cooley. They might not bury a lot, but the puck's in the offensive zone the entire time they're out there. All they do is cycle. It's awesome.
Yeah,
they can
skate,
they can defend. Oh. And then they got Jack Roslovic, who's actually been a pretty good pickup for that first line with Kreider and Mika. This kind of showed me that the Rangers just need somebody who can skate to play on that line. Somebody's going to be fast and somebody's going to play their own game. Because when you play down to the other pace, it's just brutal. Dude, there was a play last night. Kreider had the puck at the blue line and Scheifele just skated up, took it. Kreider didn't even back check. Scheifele went and scored. Lost by a goal. Classic Christopher James. That's what we have there.
Well, the big part of this, I think, is that the Blue Jacks are retaining 50% of the salary. And if the New York Rangers.
Both of them. Kraken and Blue Jackets,
And the pick becomes a third rounder if the Rangers make the cup final. So I like that they put those levers in there to balance it out a little bit.
I didn't know Detroit traded Klim Kostin to the Sharks.
Yep.
I would have been all over that. That kid's tough as fuck.
Yeah, but that's like a fuck you, get out of here. Yeah. Right? And you're sending someone to the Sharks at this point.
Fuck the Leafs. We don't gotta talk about the Leafs.
Dude, you have to talk about the Leafs. He's a big move.
What's the big move? Who the fuck is
Lyubushkin?
Yeah, Lyubushkin is the guy who Rempe fucking TKO'd first game. Who else are we gonna talk about?
Playing.
Cade Weber, dude.
They got Edmondson.
Who the
Joel Brownie. Edmondson.
Brownie. I know you hate the Leafs, but we do not need to talk about Joel Edmondson or Ilya Lyubushkin. I don't think that we have to do it.
All right, go ahead.
I will, however, say, and the next one, we don't got to talk about Patrice Bergeron. I'm kidding. Patrice Bergeron was nominated for the 2024 QMJHL Hall of Fame. Pretty cool stuff.
Yep.
JVR played in his 1,000th game against Edmonton. I didn't know he went to UNH. UNH product had a stat line of 311 goals, 318 assists, 629 points, 390 PIMs over 15 seasons, twice with Philly, Toronto, and Boston. Pretty good career.
Yeah.
Internationally, he's won bronze at World Juniors and silver and gold at the IIHF U18 Championships. Not a Hall of Famer, dude, but like a fucking decent career, dude.
And he's done that all skating 10 feet at a time.
Yeah, seriously. Good for him. Boston trade, so they got Pat Maroon. So yep. Jack Edwards has called in sick ever since that they got him. He has the Pat Maroon flu. He's expected back in a couple weeks. He underwent back surgery, and they sent Jacob Zaboral and a third for Andrew Peak. I don't know who this is. 2 years, 2.75.
So who's this guy? Peak is a stay-at-home defenseman, right shot defenseman, and he's got some jam to him. He's tough. He's just a solid. I would say he's a solid bottom pair, mid pair maybe.
Okay. I've never even heard of him.
He's been playing third pair minutes with Shattenkirk the last few games. He looks fine. I just don't hope it doesn't take away ice time from one of the young guys. I think what this means, I think Grizzly's done. Because they didn't trade him. They didn't trade him, and he's a UFA at the end of the year. And he becomes superfluous with players like this.
Good word.
Thanks, buddy.
Nashville got Anthony Beauvillier and Jason Zucker. Pretty, you know, like kind of under the radar, like good, like third secondary scoring.
Solid players, solid add
to your thing.
Depth pieces.
This was something. I'm glad you put this in. So Minnesota in overtime against the Predators. Minnesota pulled Fleury with over a minute left. They had four forwards out there. Zuccarello, unreal pass of Boldy.
That was a Boldy's great
one-timer. Zuccarello sees the ice like nobody else in the NHL. They end up winning in overtime. The cool thing about this is if you pull your goalie when it's 3-on-3 and you get scored on, not only do you lose the game, but you lose the point that you get going into overtime.
So I had no idea.
I don't think anybody really knew that.
Well, the players definitely didn't, but the coaches it's their risk, you know, risk reward.
I loved it.
Yeah, same.
Put your balls on the table. PWHL trades. Montreal sent Teresa Vinasova to Ottawa for Amanda Bouye. And Boston sent Cheyenne D'Arangelo to Ottawa for Lexi Adzija and the rights to Katrin Lonergan.
Yep.
Lonergan.
That Lexi Adzija that's the girl who showed up at the kids' party. She's hugely popular. So
okay. Winnipeg, I just want to bring up a trade that they did. They got Tyler Toffoli from the Devils. Because Toffoli wins cups. Play. And the Rangers kind of dominated last night's game. If you look at like chances, like high danger and medium or whatever, Hellebuck won the game. And that's the point you're worried about. Yep. Yeah. So that's what happened there. Tampa Bay.
Wait. I think also don't look, you need depth in defensemen.
Chiller,
you need depth in a defenseman. That Colin Miller is a perfect depth piece for a playoff run.
Yeah, I mean, we say this every year, though, dude. They're probably going to get smoked in the first round, every year. We always get so pumped about Winnipeg. Yeah, dude, we're like, Winnipeg blackout or whiteout. Let's go. Nope.
And also, Scheifele set that record last night. That's his ninth consecutive 20-goal season for the Jets, franchise record.
Remember when he buried that Jake Evans kid? He murdered him.
And everybody thought Scheifele was going to be all done. Yep.
I love that. Tampa Bay, they got Matt Dumba and a seventh from Arizona.
I don't understand how Tampa Bay does this. Whoever the cap person is in Tampa should be studied like a lab experiment by every other team. Because I don't know how they continue to add assets every year.
Vegas is worse.
Yeah, but they added Matt Dumba and Anthony Duclair. Those are great playoff pickups.
Yeah, no, I think so. And Tampa's always kind of that team you forget about until the playoffs roll around. Yeah. And you're like, oh, I have to play Tampa? Fuck,
Vasilevsky.
With Calgary, let's talk about Mika Kiprusoff. They raised a 34 to the Raptors on Saturday. His career numbers, 319, 213, and 71 with a .912 save percentage and a 2.49 goals against. And he played 9 of his 12 years in the league in Calgary. I actually fell down a rabbit hole not that long ago looking at his stats, and they're really not that good. I just think it's that he was Mika Kiprusoff. Yeah, I think so, too. Yeah.
Very popular with the fans, very engaged.
Big time.
You got to talk about this kid.
About who?
They renounced the rights to unsigned pick Topi Roni and terminated his contract after the 19-year-old was sentenced to a 1-year suspended sentence for a rape he committed as a minor in Finland, where he's from. I mean,
fucking get out, dude.
Well, it's good to see a team kind of get ahead of it.
Yeah.
As opposed to being like, wait, what? He did what?
Like the Bruins when they tried getting Mitch Miller. We don't have to talk about that. Chicago became the first team to be officially eliminated from the NHL playoffs and now have the best odds to win the top pick in Macklin Celebrini. I wonder if that's going to happen.
No shit, right?
Hofstra.
Dude, read this. This kid. This kid deserves this.
Yeah, and a 3-2 loss to Sacred Heart. Hofstra's goalie Spio Markoulis stopped 95 of 98 shots on goal in a 4-overtime loss. That's a 969 save percentage. A 23-year-old from Glen Cove, New York, has played last 2 years at Hofstra. That's pretty cool.
He deserves that mention just for saving all those
pucks. Yeah, dude. Fucking
is that near you, Glen Cove?
I've never heard of it. I'd say it's probably a Long Island thing.
Oh, all right.
Washington, they waived Evgeny Kuznetsov. And then Kuznetsov ended up going to the Hurricanes, where he's now doing the bird dance when he scores, and they're putting him out there in extra attacker situations. It seems like it kind of really renewed what was going on with him. Ovechkin talked about it was kind of like losing a brother. It kind of makes sense. A couple of Russians hanging out in Washington. They win a cup, you know?
Yep.
They also re-signed Rasmus Sandin, 5-year extension, $4.6 million. I think that's pretty good. Sandin's decent.
Yeah, Sandin's a good player. Yep.
Vegas had a plan Boston earlier this month. Bruce Cassidy was asked about returning to TD Garden. It's nice to come back with a big, nice, shiny ring on your finger, too. Always a good visit with that. What a dick.
Love that. He got fucked, dude. He got fucked by the Bruins. So he deserves to rub it in their face.
I don't know if he got fucked, dude, because Bergeron was going to retire. DeBrusque wanted to leave. Nobody wanted to play for the guy.
Well,
that's what it seemed like to me.
Yeah, you can make that argument. But he was told he was safe, and then he got turfed by, you know.
Vegas, being Vegas, was able to pick up Anthony Mantha. They were also able to pick up Noah Hanifin.
That one hurt.
And Thomas Hertl, who's on IR, which will probably miraculously be okay the first game of playoffs.
Do you know Hertl's due another 6 years at 8.13?
Yeah, and the craziest part is the fact that who's the fucking GM for the Sharks? I would have fired him on the fucking second
when he signed it.
Well, no, he's retaining money on this for 6 fucking years.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what?
Yeah. I mean, it's 17%, which is still a pretty... I mean, it's
6 years, dude.
What's 8.13?
That's crazy.
See how much that is. 8.137. Oh. That's not going to work.
It's probably a little under 2 mil.
Yeah, here we are doing live math. Keep going.
All right. Anze Kopitar joins some big duos.
1.4 million. So
1.4. Anze Kopitar joined some big-time duos when they combined for the 300th time on a goal. They moved into third all-time.
Oh, that's Kopitar and Doughty.
Okay. Phil Esposito, Bobby Orr, 306 times. Edmonton, L.A., Gretzky, and Paul Coffey, 350 times. Wayne Simmons hung him up. 15 seasons. Kings, Flyers, Nashville, Devils, Sabres, Toronto. The Wayne Train signed a 1-year deal or a 1-day deal with Philly.
These numbers, you're going to love these numbers. Wait till you read this stat line.
Stat line of 263 goals, 263 assists for 526
awesome?
Points. Yeah. I thought he had more. And 1,037 games played along with 1,313 penalty minutes.
It's fucking great. I love those numbers when it works out like that.
Drafted in the second round by LA, 61st overall, scored his first goal in 3 games played when he put a rebound past Jean-Sebastien Jaeger.
Yep.
Internationally, won a silver medal in the 2017 World Championships and a gold in 2008 World Championships. He made the All-Star team once and was also a recipient of the Mark Messier Leadership Award. He was also MVP of that All-Star game. So, sick taps to Wayne Simmons. He was tough as shit.
Oh, I loved watching him play.
Carolina, they got Jake Gensel. They sent Michael Bunting and then a bunch of prospects and picks to Pittsburgh for Jake Gensel and Ty Smith. The Pens will retain 25% of Gensel's salary. Gensel, I mean, how much is he a product of Crosby? We'll find out. Right. Also, they got Evgeny Kuznetsov, and they waived Tony DeAngelo, Brendan Lemieux, and Antti Raanta. They waived all the Rangers. They're done with the Rangers. Brady Shea's still holding on, though. Toronto head coach Sheldon Keefe and Boston head coach Don Granato were each fined 25,000. That's what I said, didn't I?
Oh, I thought you said Boston. Sorry.
Fined $25,000 last Tuesday for unprofessional conduct directed at officials.
It was a few Tuesdays ago. Sorry.
That's fine. a lot of PWHL. Top four teams in the regular season standings qualify for the playoffs. First place team has a 24-hour window to pick their opponent. Semis and championship will be best of 5. Higher seed will have home ice advantage. Games requiring overtime will be decided 5-on-5 until a goal is scored. Friend of the podcast, Chloe Award, scored her first professional goal in a loss to Ottawa 4-2. In pure Chloe fashion, came as a result of a tenacious forecheck. Molson has signed on as a sponsor of the league, and it's putting the name where a traditional nameplate would go and putting the players' names down on the bottom of him so a player's hair will not cover their name. The program is called See My Name, and the campaign tagline, as a proud sponsor of PWHL, Molson is covering our name so hers can be seen.
That was cool.
Yeah. What's it? Kumbaya? Kumbaya. first suspension in the PWHL, Brittany Howard suspended one game for a cross-check to the back of the head, and she and Rebecca Leslie have both been fined $250 for grabbing opposing players' face masks and issuing a scrum. Okay.
Good scrum. They were throwing punches.
Favorite player in the league, Brittany Howard. Boom. Alina, in Detroit. Maybe. Oh, yeah. Sex zone. My bad. In Detroit, the PWHL set a new U.S. attendance record with 1,736 on hand to see Ottawa take on Boston. So you got to think Detroit's probably next up for a team.
Detroit and Pittsburgh, I believe.
That'd be my guess. The Kings picks, Henrik Lundqvist was asked his all-time top five goalies in no particular order. Patrick Watt, Dominic Hasek, Marty Brodeur, Ed Belfour, and Mike Richter. I love that. Of course he didn't pick himself. Clap. Love that he picked Richter. Richter doesn't get enough fucking credit.
No, Richter doesn't get enough shine. I agree with that.
The legend of Yager grows on Thursday ahead of the Pittsburgh-San Jose Sharks game where the Pens are supposed to give away the bobbleheads. The container carrying the collectibles was stolen at the California port, leaving 15 to 20,000 bobbleheads unaccounted for. That's so fucking funny, dude. That's
hilarious.
That's so funny.
It's hilarious. You know, it's like, it's not, this is not Danny Ocean and fucking, you know, stealing with Brad Pitt and George Clooney. This is some big fat fucking slobs, some fucking yinzers. And they're like, yins want to go down there and steal those bobbleheads. It's yeah.
Dude, it'd be really funny if it was the traveling Yagers. Like, has anybody checked those guys out?
That'd be great. That would be
awesome. And then like, they just show up to like one of the games and they're like, hey,
hand them out. Down. Like yeah, Robin Hood.
Gretzky stat of the week. There have been three players in NHL history to have 100-plus assists in a single season. Bobby Orr did it one time. Mary Lemieux did it one time. And Wayne Gretzky did it in 11 consecutive seasons and had 86 assists the seasons before the streak and 90 after. Is that good?
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
You just – every time we find one of his things, it's like
We have a comment for you. So, for my buddy Safi Brownie, are the Rangers really good? This guy is telling me they are the best team out there. I need a peer review.
Fair. I understand because it's probably listening to Ked all day at work is probably like you're getting like a water drip torture on your brain and you're like, oh, I love the Rangers. No, the Rangers are good. They luckily Jonathan Quick is their number one. So he's been carrying the franchise. The problem with the Rangers, what is the problem and will always be, is their leadership core is soft as puppy shit.
Yeah. And it's not Trouba. I don't think it's Trouba.
No, I don't think it's everybody. Trouba. I think it's Mika and Kreider. Those are your suspects number one.
You'll never hear me disagree with that, bud.
The Rangers are one of the, they should be one of the top five teams in the East that would have a shot at the cup. It's going to depend on if those soft guys can perform. Like, remember what happened to the Devils last year, right? They weren't ready for it because they can't handle that intensity and the physicality. And that's the same thing with the top players. Panarin can do it.
Well, it's Panarin hasn't played that well in the playoffs, so hopefully.
No, he hasn't, but he's also – everyone gives all the shine to the other two, and they don't necessarily deserve it, in my
opinion. Panarin's about to have a 100-point year.
Yeah. Well, dude, if you watch the game, there are long stretches where you don't see Zibanejad.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, the whole year, pretty much. Yeah,
so
thank you. Good question, Safi. Now we are going to dump and change. Take it away, Brownie, dude.
Some soft, some sad ones here. RIP Richard Lewis, the neurotic comedian, passed away at age 76 from a heart attack at his L.A. home. The longtime stand-up got his start in Greenwich Village in New York City in 1971 and grew his dark comedy and self-deprecating. Thank you. Humor into a persona and would have frank discussions of his neuroses on stage. He appeared in a few dozen films and three times as many television shows, including playing a fictionalized version of himself on his good friend Larry David's Curb Your Enthusiasm. You know who this is, right?
I'll look him up. Richard Lewis?
Yeah. Richard Lewis. Yeah, you'll know him when you see him. And then also RIP to Mort Anderson, the longtime NFL analyst at ESPN, passed away at age 72 due to complications from throat cancer. He worked covering the NFL and other pro sports since 1983 and joined ESPN full-time in 1991 and became an insider delivering news items year-round on the Mort Report.
Yeah, I know him.
You know who Richard Lewis is? Did you look him up?
I didn't know who that was.
Oh, all right. If you watch Curb, I'm sure you know him by then. Mm-hmm. An Orlando animal shelter is sorting its dogs into Hogwarts houses. Happy dogs go to Hufflepuff, brave dogs to Gryffindor, smarter dogs go to Ravenclaw, and ambitious and determined dogs are put in Slytherin. Sorting them this way helps people adopt the kind of dog they're looking for. They call the program Pogwarts.
That's fucking great, dude.
I think it's great when these, when like, we remember the one we talked about on Valentine's Day when that you could put a name down in the cat litter box to let the cats piss on it. Remember?
Yeah, dude, anything this is a great
to
idea.
To promote people adopting. Oh, you want to talk? I want to hear a quick dog story.
What is it?
So I have a friend who has a friend whose dog is having puppies. They are great Pyrenees Mastiff mixes. And I've always wanted a Mastiff. They're big. Yeah, I've always wanted a Mastiff. So I was like, I think I might pull the trigger and get this dog. Riley's birthday, you know, I'm thinking of all this. The dog's going to be ready in June. Riley's birthday's in July. I talked to my friend the other day. These are mutts, right? They're rare. They're not the most normal run-of-the-mill. She wants $1,000 a dog. What? I'm like, at first she was like, oh, I think she's giving them away. She's looking for good homes. I'm going to put in a good word for you. I'm like, I was like halfway in my mind to getting this dog. And
that's disappointing, dude.
Yeah, I was very disappointed.
And so, like, you knew the person?
No, we have a friend in common.
Okay.
LeBron James now has the most points scored in NBA history when he topped 40,000 points a few weeks ago. I mean, he already had the most points. He's the first person to break 40K. He scored his first 10,000 in the exact same amount of time, in the exact same amount of games that he scored his 30 to 40, 368 games played. That's pretty cool. So he shows he has a slowdown.
He's a bitch.
Actress Drea D'Amato, you know her, Adriana.
So hot, dude. So hot, yes.
So apparently she was broken down to $10 in her bank account with her house in foreclosure when she joined OnlyFans and made enough signups in just 5 minutes to pay off her mortgage.
I think if I was a girl and I was single, I would probably do OnlyFans.
Yeah.
Make a lot of money, dude. Why wouldn't you do that?
I'd do it now if I could get people to want to see my feet or something. Good story of the week. A Florida elementary school student faced bullying due to his homemade University of Tennessee shirt on College Colors Day. The fourth grader drew a UT logo on an orange shirt. He was teased by his classmates. He was heartbroken. And the post from his mom went viral. She was basically like, he's a child. Can't you be nice? It was the kind of thing, you know.
Yeah.
The university saw the story. They plan to admit him in 2032 and is providing a 4-year scholarship. They also printed 50,000 of his shirts. So it's basically they printed the shirt featuring his design with proceeds benefiting anti-bullying efforts. So that's a good
one. These are jerseys for softball.
Yep.
Tennessee Volunteers. Go Vols.
Oh, nice.
Go Vols.
Number 28 for me. Jason Kelce retires and goes out as the best thing to come out of Philly since Rocky Balboa. This beauty got – so he got shit, right, for his retirement press conference because he came in a sleeveless T-shirt. The reason he came in a sleeveless T-shirt, because he had this Philadelphia trainer tape his ankles because Joe Appella, who has been taping Kelce for the last 12 years, was unable to be at his last game in Tampa due to having a chemo treatment, and Kelce wanted him to tape him for his last appearance as an Eagle. The two have become very close, with Kelce setting up meal plans for Opella during treatments and even putting Opella and his family up to be closer to the hospital. Yeah, solid guy. I would rip beers for Jason Kelce. I mean, he'd probably train me, but yeah.
Absolutely. So I bet Travis Kelce's a fun dude to be around too. Like,
yeah, I'm sure. And everybody was all up in arms that he wasn't at Taylor Swift's concert, but he was at his brother's retirement press conference. Yeah. Like, shut up.
Yeah. People just don't get it. No. I talked Rangers. We're back. I mean, the thing is we just lost to the Jets. We played the Bruins, and then I think we got the Panthers. So this is kind of the gauntlet of teams that we're going to be seeing in the playoffs. So show up or show out. So that's about all I got for it.
You want to talk about fucking gauntlets? Let me tell you the Bruins schedule upcoming. Oh, go ahead. Are you done? Sorry.
That's pretty much all I got, dude.
So the Bruins are 5-1-1 their last 7 games played. And hand up, I've been out of it between Northeastern season coming to an end and me getting the flu. I haven't watched a whole lot of hockey lately from the Bruins. I did watch last night's game. Fucking Linus Ullmark is playing out of his goddamn mind because the trade deadline's passed and he's probably relaxed. I mean, that's got to be stressful to players if they think they're
going. Aren't you the one that tells me his name's Linus?
No, I say it's Linus, and you say Linus all the time. We've had this conversation a number of times.
No, dude.
So the Bruins have coming up. They have the Rangers tomorrow. Then they have the Flyers, Panthers, Lightning, Caps, and then Preds. But then Hurricanes. I mean,
those are all potentially fucking playoff teams.
Hurricanes, Panthers, Hurricanes. They don't have an easy one until the Penguins on 4/13.
Yeah.
Last time they played the Leafs, this was just in here because we haven't talked. Swayman skated to center ice and waved on Wall, gave him one of these. Swayman wants to go. He really does. Okay. I love the kid. Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. If he wanted to go, he'd go.
Oh, please.
If you want to go, he'd go. Ask Ron Hextall. Felix the Cat Poppin? If you want to go.
If he goes over, it's a penalty.
You want to fight, who gives a fuck about a penalty?
God. So Grizzlick and DeBrusk didn't get traded. They are UFAs at the end of the year. And neither camp is close from what I understand. So if they don't get DeBrusk signed, they're just
coming back, dude.
No, DeBrusk I'm fine with it. I'm fine with
no
that.
No fucking way, dude. So, that guy's been fucking crying the last 3 years.
So per friend of the podcast, Kevin Paul DuPont, Coyle and Zaka have combined for 38, 57, 95. Which is last year's Bergeron Krejci's totals of 43, 71, 114. They're on pace for a 118 point finish.
Did Krejci have a bad year last year?
No, Krejci was never a big point guy till the playoffs. Mm-hmm. And then speaking of Coyle, all you Coyle haters out there, career high goals. He's skating two average time on ice shorthanded, 235 a game.
We're talking about this. All right, good.
Seventh among NHL forwards. He has 43 block shots and leads the Bruins forwards. And he's playing in 200. He's got a 234 consecutive game played, the longest active streak on the team. Charlie Coyle is a fucking beast. And if you don't think so, stop watching the fucking Bruins.
I think there was a podcast earlier this year where you said that Charlie Coyle was the best second line center in the National Hockey League.
Well, I've said for years he's the best third line.
Not even fucking close. Third line center, I'll give you. Third line center. He's playing great. But to say, you might have said third line center. For some reason, I thought about this not that long ago, and I thought you said second line center.
No.
And I was on Elite Prospects or the Hockey Reference page, and I was looking at his stats. I'm like, did he bump his fucking head? Like, career high 23 goals. Really, really good for a third line center. Yep. Second line center, Trocheck had that in like 12 games.
Mm-hmm.
So I was a little bit confused about that because then Charlie Coyle's better than Vinny Trocheck? And then I started looking.
He was the third line center because it was Bergeron, Krejci, Coyle.
Right, and he's your
now
second
he's,
center this year.
He could be, you could argue he's the second or the first, depending on, the minutes.
Well, anybody on the Bruins fight Rempe? Do you think Frederick has balls to do it? I think
no. Well, Frederick has balls to do it, but, I mean, Frederick's not a heavyweight. It would be.
It could be Freddie.
It could be Brazo.
He's in the new guy.
55, the big kid.
Yeah.
It could be Brazo. It could be Peak.
I'm hoping it's Frederick, and I hope it's like an even fight. Like I hope Frederick doesn't get his ass. I love that kid.
Freddie's like 6 foot.
No, you think so? I gotta look that up.
And then my last thing I want to say. If you don't vote for Danton Heinen for the 7th player award, then you shouldn't be allowed to vote for the 7th player.
6'3", dude.
Freddie's 6'3"?
6'3".
Holy shit.
He's a big boy.
Yeah. I didn't realize he was that tall.
And he can throw.
Yeah. No, Freddie's tough kid. Actually, you know who might go him? Because he's fucking fearless is Lako. Lako was barking at Brady Tkachuk last night, and I'm like, oh my God, is this going to happen?
You know who would definitely
Lako's fearless.
You guys drafted him when it was DeBrusk. Zboril, who's the other guy you drafted?
Zach
defenseman. Sanchez. No, wasn't there a defenseman that he beat the shit out of Pavel Buchnevich? You guys used to have a defenseman, Jeremy Lauzon.
Oh, Lauzon. Yeah. He's down in Nashville now. That wasn't that same draft, though. Yeah.
Oh, I thought it was. I thought he was one of those.
I don't remember. And since we're going to have a Northeastern wrap up pod, we're going to skip the Northeastern stuff.
All right. Sounds good to me, man. Beer League roundup. Do we have anything, Beer League?
I've played two games and I missed one. Fucking such a loser. Some reason I can't get the bench. This is a big shock. I know I can't get the bench app fucking thing working. So I unless I look at it, I don't know about it. And I just forgot. And I looked at it and I see all this comments, everybody talking about the game. And I'm like,
your notifications are off. You have to turn your notifications.
I don't want my notifications on though. So maybe it's fair. Okay. I just got to remember to look at it. we won our last game like 10-0 with a short bench. So good on those guys for being there. My last two games, I played. I was one of four defensemen, and then I played. I was one of two centers, and I'm like nothing like easing back in. And I think we have playoffs starting tomorrow or the next day.
There you
go. So yeah, I'm back in playing.
That's sick. I'm going to Nashville in about a month, and I'm going to bring my rollerblades down there. They have a sick rollerblade rink, so I'll try to get some video there. Softball coming up. My buddy Nemo skated with the guys that we skated with last year. I'm playing next year. I'm not doing this shit again, so I'm excited about that.
Well, if you're off nights, sure, yeah.
Yeah, it should be Sunday because it's always Sundays. The first game's at 4, so as long as I'm not, like, the first game or I'm playing next year. That's what we have for Beer League, Heroes, and Zeros.
Did you not play the Beer League music?
I might not have. I think we're waiting. Are we not waiting?
Oh, whatever. Go ahead. Keep going.
Yeah, you want me to play Beer League music right now?
No. It's fine. It's fine.
All right. Heroes and Zeros time of Hero of the Week goes to my family. We had a rough like week, but everybody fucking stepped up. Everybody pitched in. Everybody was there when they needed to be. I appreciate that. Friends and family, they were great. And then my other hero, St. Patrick's Day, was a fucking movie. That was a lot of fun. So, and I don't know why, but my buddy Will, he put together an itinerary of shit to do. And at one point during the day, we had to curse the snakes. Do you know anything about this?
Yeah, because St. Patrick drove the snakes out of Ireland.
Yeah, so
your last name is Irish, dude. How do you not know that?
I didn't understand what that meant. Like, what do you mean the snakes? Like legitimate snakes?
Like the serpents.
How'd they drive snakes? So this is a folk tale.
No, I don't know. We weren't there. It's St. Patrick's.
Okay, well, I had to look at the ground and scream "fuck the snakes" for about a minute. People were looking at me like I was a fucking idiot, and I'm like, well, "Why am I doing this?" So, those are my two heroes. What do you got?
So I have two heroes. So I know we're gonna talk about Northeastern on a separate pod, but I went to the hockey championship. Was that two Saturdays ago? I guess two Saturdays ago. Down at University of Connecticut. And when I was leaving, I stopped at the local gas station here and I'm pumping my gas and I'm standing there at the truck and I have a Bruins decal on the truck. And I happen to have on a Canada hockey hat. And some guy goes to me, he goes, "What the hell?" And I go, "What?" And he goes, "You have a Canadian hockey hat and a Bruins logo?" And I'm like, "Yeah." You know, and we just started talking. Turns out he knew the podcast. And
Shut the fuck up, dude.
Yeah. Wait, it gets better. He knew the podcast and he goes, "Oh, you're a big hockey fan?" I go, "Yeah, actually." I go, "I'm part of a podcast." He goes, "Oh, would I have heard of it?" I go, "I have no idea." And he was from Canada. And he goes, "What's the podcast?" And I told him, and he's like, "I know that podcast. Which one are you?
That's crazy.
And I go, "I'm Brownie." He's like, "All right." And he shook my hand and we had a nice little conversation and we went on our way. So I get down to UConn. And I had my press pass.
What a small world, dude.
Dude, this one's even better. So we go down to UConn. I get my press pass. And it's a weird rink. It's a smaller rink for the women's hockey. And they have almost like high, like riser tables with the glass, you know, and you can sit there. And they had them like cordoned off with like the things you stretch out, you know, to make like, I don't know what you call them, like their posts, and then they stretch out the thing and lock them in. So it's like a
fence. Divider.
A divider. Yeah. A divider. Yeah. So they had dividers around. I think there was three on each side of the rink. So, and every one of them had a security guard standing there. So his job is to stand there. So no one fucks with your stuff if you go to the bathroom, or whatever. So
that's kind of nice, dude.
Yeah. It's cool. Right. So, cause that way you can leave your laptop and your setup and all your stuff.
It's like, we're like rich, dude. It's like, yeah, it's like, it. Like back, like, "Oh, I'm going to the library." Somebody like, that's kind of cool, dude.
So I go up to him and I'm looking and I go, "Oh, this is me right here." And he looks at me and he goes, "Oh, you're the Morning Skate." And I go, "Yeah." He goes, "Love the podcast. Listen every week."
No way, dude.
His name was Andrew. He was a security guard. So shout out Andrew when you listen to this. And he was like, he's like, "I listen every week. I follow you guys all on social media." And I'm like, "I'm Brownie." He's like, "Hey, nice to meet you." And he was right there. And there was a bad call. There was a few iffy plays and he would come over. He's like, "What do you think?" And I was like, I think it was a bad call, you know, and we just shot the shit the whole game. He was a super nice guy.
That's sick.
Parents kept coming over, like, because for some players, it could be their last game, right? So they're coming over saying goodbye, thank you for the coverage and stuff like that. I had a really nice conversation with Gwyneth Phillips' mom. She was saying she loved the nickname, the Great Wall of Gwyneth and all that stuff.
That should be on a fucking t-shirt, dude. Whatever team she plays on next year, we have to.
Yeah. So when I was talking to her, then she left, you know, she's like, oh, I'm sorry to take up all your time in between periods. I'm like, no, don't worry about it. So she left and he came over. He's like, whose mom was that? I'm like, that was the goalie's, Phillips. He's like, oh, that's so cool. So Andrew is my guy. So it's pretty cool. Yeah.
Small world, man.
Yeah. Fucked up. Yeah.
Fucked up. Yeah. 3 stars. This might shock you. I couldn't think of a fucking single one. So I need you to list. I need you to give me an honorable mention, and I think it'll start greasing the pipes. I thought about this for like an hour today. I was the Chinese finger trap. Like I was trying to like think of things, but I still don't understand how that works. So
we were at work today, and we were talking about music, and someone said something about streaming, and I'm like, oh man, I go, when I was a kid, there's no thing as streaming. It's crazy.
Okay.
So that was what made me think of it. These are things that newish things that we take for granted that when we were kids would have blown our minds. And for me, one of them is streaming music or like TV. Like
is that one is that a star of yours?
No, it's honorable mention.
Okay, I have a third star.
Go ahead.
Like when I was a kid, I'm talking like 5-6 years old. A car starter that would have blown my mind.
Like an automatic starter.
Yeah. And maybe just, they were around back then, but we did not have car starters.
My truck's the first vehicle I own that has one, and it's fucking awesome because when you turn it on, it starts up and it turns the heat on automatically, but it also turns on the heated seats and the heated steering wheel. So when I get in the truck, I'm like, oh.
This also might blow your mind. I just learned about this not that long ago, and it might not blow your mind because I'm a fucking idiot. So in the winter, you can do that. Did you know if you're in the truck and you have the AC cranking, it's like 90-degree day, you turn it off, you go inside. If you start your truck again, the AC goes. So again, your truck, the AC's on.
Yeah.
I didn't know that. Yeah. I always thought it was for like heated seats and shit. No. So I was like, I'm not going to start my truck. Why the fuck would I do that? And I've just been burning. So third star, heated seats.
So my third star is legal gambling. This is if you had told 20-year-old me, or not 20, if you had told 25, 27-year-old me, when I was living down the Florida Keys and going to like a bookie's house, that you could get on your phone and fucking gamble legally, I'd be like, shut the fuck up. It's crazy.
Woody Bulger would have been out of a job.
Who? Oh, yeah. Yeah. And the whole world would have been a lot better off.
My number two, the fact that weed's legal blows my mind. And that isn't even that long ago, but I remember like as a kid, if anybody had like weed in the car, I'd be like, oh my God, paranoid, like FBI's coming, dude, DEA, they're going to burn everything down. And now people just do not give a fuck. It's so crazy. It's so drastically different. And just the perception of it too, like gateway drug, gateway drug, gateway drug, gateway drug. That's all people said growing up. And now it's like, yeah, I don't really think people think that anymore. So number two.
My number two is, I don't know what you would call them except for hookup apps. I don't know what else you would call them.
That's what you call them.
The fact that there's in your phone that you can just be at a bar and be like, who's close to me that wants to bone and just flip through. Fucking ridiculous. You have no idea. You had to go up and like talk to a girl and be like, hey, how are you?
It's revolutionary. I remember when Tinder came out. I was in college when Tinder came out, and we were like, what is this? And I remember a kid on our hockey team had it. I'm like, what is this thing? And then it just blew up, dude.
Yeah, it's unbelievable to me. Like the amount of time and effort I've spent in the course of my life that you have in your fucking phone.
My number one shit. I have a 1A and a 1B. Kind of the same thing. 1A, the fact that we can do this. The fact that you and I can video chat over a computer. Oh,
yeah, that's good. Yeah.
And do this. And then number two, the fact that phones have cameras and video on it. Because you remember the camcorders that like people would film and shit? Like back in the day, it was kind of hard to capture those moments. Like a birthday party or a play that somebody was in or a Little League game. Like there wasn't really a lot of it.
You can go on the computer and look at a hockey rink and wherever, you know what I mean? And see your buddies play.
And now, like, because as a kid, there's not, I don't have that much footage of like me playing hockey or like me playing baseball. And now, like, if I ever had kids, you just pull your phone out. There you go, dude.
I have like over 10,000 pictures of my daughter. She's only
crazy.
Seven.
You know how crazy. Much going? So that'd be your number one.
My number one, you already said it, but my number one is still weed, because walking into a dispensary is just, it's still every single time I'm like, what? Wait, is this, am I getting punked? Like, is this, you know, like we went to Detroit, right? Remember I went out to Michigan, yeah. and we're with my cousins and we're driving from the airport and I see a sign that says House of Dank. Hey, listen, shout out. If House of Dank is listening, you send me some more of those 40 milligrams and another t-shirt and I will talk about you every podcast. But the, I saw a sign that said House of Dank and I'm like, I want to go there. And we walked in and I bought a 40 milligram edible. I mean, that's fucking insane. Mm-hmm. Oh, did I tell you the other night I went to eat one and I thought it was a 5 and it was a 10 and I ate two of them. Oh, I was zonked. Oh,
God, that's my worst nightmare. I guess, dude, we went to Clap's bachelor party. I think I've told you a story. Maybe I haven't. And somebody had a couple of the gummies. So I took a gummy and like, I never used to be like this. I got in two accidents, like very minor fender benders, like probably 8 years ago. And ever since then, I'm like a little bit paranoid if somebody else is driving a car. Yeah. So my buddy was driving his truck and he kind of drives recklessly. And I'm sitting in the back and I take one weed gummy. I don't really feel it. And the kid's like, do you want another one? I was like, I took another one. Dude, I almost had a full-blown fucking panic attack. I was like blown in a bag. It was awful. It was terrible.
So this is the thing with edibles. And this is me and Poppycock were just talking about this the other day. It's with edibles, it's like you can't, that's the slippery slope, right? You take one and then it hasn't kicked in and you're like, oh, I'm gonna have another one, and then another 20 minutes go by and you're in the fetal position.
Yeah.
With smoking, like actual flower or a pipe or a bong, whatever, no matter how much you smoke, I feel like I can mind over matter my way out of it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like I'm like, oh my God, I'm too high. I got to fucking pull it together and focus up. Right. You know, it's happened to me like playing hockey, like, oh, I shouldn't have smoked that before we played, that kind of thing. But with edibles, you're at the mercy of it until it's done.
So there was one time I took a weed brownie at my buddy Karski's house and we walked downtown and I don't know what the fuck you put in these things, but the walk was probably like 15 minutes. And I was like laughing as hard as I possibly could for the entire 15 minutes. Like I couldn't breathe. I was laughing so hard.
Because you were exercising.
I don't even know why. We got to the bar and I was like, dude, I can't be here. Like I can't be in public. So we went back to his place. I'm sitting in his chair and I was so fucked up. Like my mind knew I was fucked up, but there was nothing I could do. And I was just trapped in my own mind. I'm like, this is terrible. I'm like, I don't feel good. I think I'm going to get sick. I need to tell Karski. Oh my God. And I go, Karski. And he goes, what's up, dude? And I just threw up everywhere. And he's like, Ken, what the fuck? Like, come on, dude. And I was like, I warned you. And he's like, what do you mean you warned me? You just said my name. I was like, that's all I had in the tank, dude. That's all I had.
You talk about weed being readily acceptable. Did I tell you that we went to a 420 pottery night?
No.
We went to a 420 pottery night, a whole bunch of us.
1 month from now. Yeah. I remember you showing me that.
Look at that thing. Yeah. It's awesome.
Pretty cool. I have another one. What about like the fact that you can watch all NHL games or all NFL games on one screen? Like that's fucking crazy. Yeah.
The fact that I can watch the Oakland, well, not Oakland, the Vegas Raiders play in Boston is unbelievable to me. You know,
even technology, like putting a stent in a heart, dude.
Yeah.
And like, and literally leaving that day.
Talking to the guy while he was putting it in. Yeah.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Crazy.
It is. I mean, and to think like when my daughter is 30, what it's going to be like and what's going to be the advancements, you know.
I was just watching World War II documentaries on Netflix and like they were talking about dropping the atom bomb. Dude, they only invented the plane like 30 years before that happened. Yeah. Like that's insane.
Do you know, I just saw today that the cast of, didn't you just start watching Band of Brothers?
Great fucking show. Yeah.
So I finished it. The cast of Band of Brothers gets together every year in Normandy as a reunion.
That's fucking sick.
Yeah.
I'm on to Better Call Saul. You ever see that show?
I never watched Better Call Saul, but I was a big fan of Breaking Bad.
I just finished Breaking Bad. You should watch Better Call Saul.
Did you watch the movie?
As good. I don't know if I watched the movie.
There's a Breaking Bad movie that picks up when the series ended and wraps up everything.
Okay, I'll have to check it out.
Yeah. What movie? Oh, what? I think it's coming out tonight, either tonight or tomorrow, the Roadhouse remake.
Yep, Conor McGregor is in that. Did you have you seen the Dune movie?
No.
You should give it a chance. I'm not a sci-fi guy. I'm not either. And I watched the one on HBO. It was great. And I went to the movies by myself and saw
Dune. Oh, that's right. How was it?
It was fucking incredible, dude.
Isn't it great?
The movie too. Like, yeah. Well, it's gotta be a good movie. If you get a chance, I am not a sci-fi guy. Please watch it.
Do you know
that it is so good?
So Star Wars ripped off all of Dune.
Probably, yeah.
No, they did, because Dune books were out, and George Lucas kind of took everything from it.
You should, if you get a chance,
watch. You're like the fourth person in the last week that's told me that.
It's unbelievable. It's unbelievable. Wait,
so there's two of them or one of them?
There's two of them right now. I think there's going to end up being three.
But these are not like a sequel. These are the standalone.
No, they're so like you have the first part, the second part, and then next there's
no. I know, but this isn't like, because there was an old movie Dune with Sting in it from the singer from the Police that has nothing to do with this.
It might. I don't know. I have no idea. But you should check it out.
But it didn't. It didn't impact you watching.
I never saw the old one, so no. You should check it out.
I'm watching on Netflix right now a show called The Gentlemen, which is a Guy Ritchie, like 8-part series.
Never seen it. Good?
Yeah, it's pretty good. It's English. You have to like dry English gangster type movies. It's
Peaky Blinders, dude.
You've watched Snatch, right?
No.
You've never seen Snatch? You should watch Snatch. It's fantastic.
So I think this summer when hockey's over and we're kind of struggling for like
we're gonna do a movie section.
We should give me a list and each week I'll have to. Yeah, but in the summer, that's what we should do. Give me a list, and each week I watch the movie, and I'll give you a breakdown of what I thought.
I think we have to trade them then.
Okay. You're watching Tropic Thunder right off the rip, dude.
What?
Have you ever seen Tropic Thunder?
Come on, man. I'm like
the greatest of all time.
Question.
Greatest of all time. Well, guys, that's what we had for the morning skate. We're talking hockey.
We're back, baby.
We're so back.
Dude, Brownie, 284 people are watching us right now.
I don't know if that's right, but yeah,
we're. Listen, out of you 284, someone probably knows Jerome McGinley. Or has a connection to him. So if you, we just lost two. God damn it. If you know him, oh, that was him. Jerome McGinley and his daughter just signed off. If you know him and you see him, wish him a happy fucking day. Welcome to spring and see if he wants to come on the podcast.
One of these days, dude.
That'd be awesome.
Everybody, thank you for tuning in. We have some more podcasts popping up. Rangers, Bruins.
Oh, yeah. Wait, that's the last thing. So yep. Rangers are playing Bruins tomorrow night. And what's the bet?
All right, whatever team loses. So if the Rangers were to lose, I have to write a blog as if I'm a Bruins fan?
Yep.
Okay.
And I have to do the same. If the Bruins lose, I have to write a New York Rangers blog as a Rangers fan.
Okay.
Ugh.
Fuck.
The fact that we're both like, that's awful, makes it a good bet.
It's unbelievable. Well, thanks, guys, for tuning in. We'll talk to you next week. And
Hey, listen, Bill Gray. When you're driving to the game tomorrow night, listening to this, I'll see you in the locker room, buddy.
There you go. Let him know.
He told me he listens on the ride to every game.
All right. Well, thank you guys for tuning in. We will talk to you next week.
See ya.